are listening to 99.1 WQRT LP Indianapolis, and this is Create Here. Produced by artists and curators from Big Car Collaborative, Create Here is your place to listen to conversations with people making intriguing, innovative, and impactful things happen on the cultural front in Indianapolis, Indiana, and beyond. Find out more and access additional episodes at WQRT.org.
This is Shate Marsh, Director of Programming and Exhibitions at Tube Factory Art Space, and thank you for joining us for an episode of Create Here with artist Miguel Casca.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, Miguel Casca, yes.
And the Arte in Mexicano and Indiana Executive Director Eduardo Luna.
Hola, hello. Thank you, Shate.
And
hola, Miguel.
And we're here today talking about Miguel's show that just opened at Tube Factory Art Space called Sin Nudes. And it's a collaboration, a partnership between Arte Mexicano in Indiana and Big Car. And Eduardo and I have been working together to get Miguel here to Indianapolis. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you a lot for bringing me here. Me and Andrea also. Andrea, yes. My wife, is yes. also here because of Arte Mexicano in Indiana, and she is a contemporary dancer, and she has been making some workshops and a performance.
Yeah. So Indianapolis has had a great time and an opportunity having you both here. And Eduardo, do you want to talk a bit about how you talk? Tell us a bit about Arte Mexicano in Indiana. What is it?
Yes, Arte Mexicano in Indiana is a nonprofit, arts nonprofit that focuses in Mexican art and culture. We're trying to promote and encourage Mexican arts and culture here in Indiana. We are based in Indianapolis, but also we're trying to reach out to different other cities within Indiana to promote Mexican arts and culture. And one of our initiatives is to be able to bring artists from outside Indiana. So this opportunity, this occasion, we have Miguel Casco here and Andrea Garay. And also we brought another artist, Daniela Martin del Campo, to Indianapolis during this fall. Thank you.
And then we also have another special guest, Eduardo. Do you want to enter? If you hear a baby noises in the back, we have our youngest artist.
Yes. Rosa Elena, and she's almost 4 months old, yeah.
The curator of the exhibition.
Co-curator, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely co-curator, for sure. She's so... So when we had... Eduardo and I had been talking and have partnered for several years, but how did you run across Miguel's work?
It was by chance. I went to the Mexican consulate to get some documents for a passport, and I was talking to the consul there, Mariano, and I was telling him what was I doing, and he was, if he was interested in art and music. We were trying to promote, I was trying to promote another group from Mexico during that time. And then he told me that he had a friend that also worked for the Mexican government, but also he was an artist, and that was Miguel Casco. So he showed me some of his artwork, and I really liked his artwork, so I thought, well, maybe it could be something here. So I Mariano connected me with Miguel, and that's how we started. Then I I showed this to Chate, to you, Chate. And he really liked Mikael's work. So we started a conversation. So that's been about a year and a half, or maybe 2 years?
Yes, about 2 years ago. Yeah.
So right. We had a chance to bring him this time around. So we were pretty happy that he's here with his wife and doing stuff here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm going to say I was very, like, when you brought the work to me to show me, I was very excited to see your work, Miguel, because there's, you know, living in Indiana, it's a conservative state, and there aren't a lot of exhibits that have nudes. And not only that, I was also interested in the intersection of technology. So can you tell us a bit about the concept behind Sin Nudes?
Yes, Sin Nudes is a project that it started in 2018, 4 years ago. And I recently, during the opening, I was thinking about how this project really started to grow. And one part is because my wife and I were living separately. She was living in Italy and I was in Mexico City, and we were trying to connect. And I also has this like visual desire of having images to besides inspiring me, also to eroticism myself, right? But she was always against sending her intimacy, and I was wondering if there were another people that likes like me that it's okay to show in their body. But at the same time, I was during this trip discovering that probably it came also the project because I used to have this kind of problems of accepting my own body, because I'm not the stereotype that women or people would be like, you know, like having this color of skin and my shape and how yeah, I was during my time, I was like trouble when I tried to get related to women. So I felt like that I'm not alike to other people. So I think that part of that and part of my relationship make this project happen in order to know other kind of bodies. So I have like been discovering that there is no a perfect body, and that's the way it started.
And then for our Spanish language listeners, can you say that in Spanish?
Okay, I think estoy hablo mejor en español que en inglés. El proyecto empezó, o creo que empezó, porque mi esposa y yo, bueno, mi ahora esposa y yo estuvimos separados durante un periodo de tiempo en el que ella vivía en Italia durante 6 meses. Y yo estaba viviendo en la Ciudad de México, y en ese entonces yo tenía esta inquietud por descubrir esta posibilidad de relación a distancia a través de las imágenes, en donde a mí me gustaba recibir imágenes y enviar imágenes de nuestra intimidad, por así decirlo, pero ella se no, como que no le llamaba mucho la atención y no le gustaba, ¿no? Quizá por una cuestión de intimidad, de privacidad, de aceptarse a sí misma. Y creo que recientemente en este viaje he podido descubrir también que tiene que ver con los estereotipos que nos bombardean de cómo debemos lucir. Y también he descubierto que quizá el proyecto nace a partir de no sentirme atractivo para las personas. Comentaba que me costaba mucho poder relacionarme con las mujeres hace un tiempo, y creo que tiene que ver por la idea del estereotipo del cuerpo perfecto que yo buscaba tener, ¿no? Como que tiene que ver con el color de la piel, con la forma del cuerpo. Y creo que esta unión de ambas ideas fue lo que permitió que se diera a cabo este proyecto de Zenuts.
So I have one question that I have for you. I know that your work is mainly focused on oil. Why do you use watercolors for this project?
Yeah, when I started this project, I also wanted to make something probably different. My education was focused on. I studied at Universidad de las Américas Puebla, and this university has this program, hybrid program, where they have like half technique classes and the other half that actually it was more than a half that has this conceptual and discourse and theory about contemporary and actual art. So I always have like this kind of situation where I wanted to be only a painter and live like the old masters, you know, in their studio and nothing bothers them, just all day painting. But with these old theoretical classes, I was like, I have to do something more like, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not valuable, the work of the old masters, but I think nowadays we have to worry about more things than before. So thinking about how to create art that it's valuable for our actual times, I had to think about like integrate many possibilities in one project. And watercolors is like a very quick technique that makes me make a lot of the pieces that I want to do, because I always have thought that the project is not the paintings itself, right? It's because if you see in an exhibition, a group exhibition, probably one or two pieces of this project, you will see like, oh, it's not well painted, or it's only like a very simplistic theme, and to that, it's very important for me to show the whole project, because you can see all the process and all the perspectives and all the atmospheres and all the portraits in during this project. And I wanted to not make it quick, but have the technique on my side. And that's why I choose watercolor. Now I'm gonna try to translate all in Spanish.
Okay. Entonces, la pregunta es por qué he visto tu trabajo de como que tú trabajas en aceite, pintura de aceite y en óleos, y por qué estás ocupando ahora acuarela.
Sí, mencionaba que la acuarela ha sido una forma práctica de llevar a cabo todo el proceso de este proyecto. Y mencionaba también que en la universidad en la que estudié, en la Universidad de las Américas Puebla, ellos tienen un programa de arte híbrido, en donde la mitad de las clases son técnicas y la otra mitad, que mencionaba también que es que en realidad es más de la mitad, son clases teóricas, en donde justamente como que provocan la reflexión y el pensamiento de por qué estamos haciendo arte en esta actualidad y cuál es la importancia de eso, ¿no? Yo entré a la universidad pensando en querer ser como los antiguos maestros, en donde no se preocupaban por nada más que pintar, ¿no? Y pasaban las horas en su estudio solos, como estas mentes genio, ¿no? Que trabajan en sus obras. Y pues a raíz de haber estudiado en esta universidad, mi enfoque siempre fue cambiando, ¿no? Como que estaba en constante conflicto conmigo mismo de saber que yo solo quería pintar, pero al mismo tiempo, pues estas ideas me movían o me mueven, me siguen moviendo y me preocupan, ¿no? Como trascender la pintura y llegar a otro tipo de reflexión con la pintura. Entonces, la acuarela, que es una técnica que de alguna forma se ha ocupado en bocetos y funciona porque es rápida y se seca rápido. Me ha ayudado a generar justamente varias piezas en poco tiempo. Y es que comentaba también que el mostrar las piezas solas en una exposición colectiva, por ejemplo, pues tú como espectador ves quizá ves separado del proyecto la obra, ¿no? Y podrías como pensar en que quizá no está bien hecha o que es un tema muy simple o que pues algo como muy vago. En cambio, si lo ves de forma completa, que es como siempre he preferido mostrar el proyecto, que fuera todo el proyecto o la mayor parte de, puedes ver lo que hay detrás de la técnica, ¿no? Los temas, las atmósferas, los retratos, todo lo que está dentro de este proyecto que no se mostraría si solamente presentáramos una o dos piezas de la serie. Y es por ello que elegí la acuarela, ¿no? Porque de alguna forma es un medio veloz con el que puedo trabajar en poco tiempo varias piezas al mismo tiempo.
Y una de las preguntas es ¿Por qué tu práctica estudia el cuerpo? Like one of the questions that, thank you, Miguel. And one of the questions is why your practice, you use the body as the object of your practice.
The body, it's always have been around my research as an artist. I think that it has to be because I grew up in a family where my father is a sculptor of sacred images, you know, this Christos and baby Christos and well, all the religious imaginary. And I always has like this, you know, like when you enter on his workshop, you always seen like these figures that are partly naked, and with you know, like this Christ is it's hearted, and you see all the flesh and all the blood. And I was like very interested in, I mean, it's as a kid, if you see that all the time, you probably feel like perturbated, right? it's very, how do you say it? Suppressive to find your father works on the body of a man that you don't comprehend why religious takes out the body at all and forbid to see your own body and the body of others nude. But this big Christ is always partly naked and very sensual, right? So I think that unconsciously I developed this, that it has to be with the first question, that why we have this perfect body, like very sensual on the cross and mutilated, but we cannot show our parts of our bodies. And also it has to be with the desire that I have to see the bodies, you know, like it's very sensual, very erotic to see other bodies and to touch them also, because you are very forbidden as a culture at Mexico. We have like this, you always have to be wearing something and you cannot be with others that are nude and you cannot touch nobody if you are in a situation where there is a few clothes. So I think that makes that part of my life makes me have this research about how body works in art and how body have worked with me and my ideas of what a body should be presented to public. Ahora en español, creo que más bien esa parte de la idea del cuerpo siempre ha estado presente en mi investigación como artista y siempre he tenido como este interés de representarlo. Y creo que tiene que ver porque mi familia, mi padre es escultor de figura sacra, entonces desde niño he estado acostumbrado a encontrarme con estas figuras enormes. Bueno, yo las veía enormes en ese entonces, ¿no? En donde pues está el cuerpo desnudo de un señor blanco que está mutilado, pero al mismo tiempo es sensual y tiene poca ropa y que no sé, pues, cómo aproximarme a él, ¿no? Porque por un lado la religión me dice que debo de no mostrarme como cuerpo desnudo, de no tocar a otros, de justamente mantenerme alejado de la realidad de mi cuerpo, pero por otro lado me presenta a este ser todopoderoso, desnudo, sensual y mutilado en la cruz que está ahí vigilando, ¿no? Entonces, esta prohibición al mismo tiempo generó como una invitación en mí para poder hacer una búsqueda de los deseos del cuerpo y de cómo relacionarnos con otros cuerpos. Yo creo que tiene que ver con todo este background que está detrás, de que tiene que ver con mi familia, ¿no? El porqué del cuerpo.
How's this project have been received by the public? Maybe here, like in Mexico, if it has if you have shown that in Mexico, but also here in the United States, ¿cómo ha sido recibido tu proyecto por el público aquí en Estados Unidos y también en México?
Since it's figure artistic project and has to be with nudes, I think that Mexico hasn't have this interest in showing my work since how can I say it? Been able to present my work in independent spaces at Mexico, but always like in two or three pieces, not the whole project. And on the other side, here in the United States, I started presented the whole project since 2 or 3 years ago in Nebraska, San Antonio, Los Angeles, and now here in Indianapolis. And that has opened the doors at Mexico because I think, I don't know how, well, it's a reality, but Mexican people used to be a bit, how do you say it? Like, they will open the door once other countries opens you the door to be sure that it's a project that has value in it. So I think public is always separated from the project because of nudity, because nudity is a taboo. So that makes like this separation of acceptance. And in Mexico, they have, as I was saying, they have to know that the other people, other country have accepted the project to accept them, they'll say, because probably it's because of this insecurity of our society, I think. Pienso que en México ha sido difícilmente aceptado el proyecto. Siempre le he presentado pocas piezas en espacios independientes porque los grandes espacios, pues mal que bien, han siempre como que tienen esta perspectiva, o bueno, es lo que yo he sentido, esta perspectiva de mientras no lo acepten fuera de México, aquí no tengo por qué aceptarlo. Entonces, a raíz de que lo he presentado aquí en Estados Unidos, en San Antonio, en Nebraska, en Los Ángeles y ahora en Indianápolis, es que he tenido más invitaciones a presentarlo en México. Y creo que en cuanto al público, pues en México está en México y en Estados Unidos, ¿no? También es importante mencionar que aquí de este lado ha habido este tipo de preguntas de por qué la desnudez, y creo que es porque pues sigue siendo un tabú y un tema del cual no se permite hablar, pero pues que poco a poco he podido presentar en los espacios.
Earlier you mentioned you know that this project came out of being separated from your partner by distance. Can you tell us a bit about how receiving the nudes from other people affected your relationship and the conversations that you two had in your relationship?
Well, yes.
La pregunta es cómo cuando empezaste a hacer este proyecto, cómo la distancia y tu relación fue afectada por cuando las personas empezaron a enviar fotografías, que tuvo un efecto que la gente te enviaba, gente desconocida te estaba enviando desnudos. Y bueno, así más o menos es la pregunta.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, because yeah, I think our relationship has been like a whole artistic project that has a lot of dialogue. And with this project, when Andrea arrives back to Mexico after her trip to Italy, there was this question always of, well, all the time was nudes popping out popping out on my telephone, and she was like, okay, who is it, or why is she sending you a lot of nudes, or why is he showing her dick, right, his dick? And I always was like surprised, right, because at that time we weren't like used to these situations, and I have like this project ongoing, and that provoked much dialogue between Andrea and me, because as a relationship, well, probably during this, nowadays it's more common to have these open relationships. We are not an open relationship. So it creates us a space of reflection on others' perspective of nudity, and also to have a lot of confidence and a lot of trust between us, because also she has this dance project where she was invited to get nude on the stage to other people's to see, right, and to other people's to dance each other nude. So we have like these separate moments of build our perspective of nudity and our nudity to be shared, and that create like a, well, the way as I see, we have to ask Andrea, that create like a secure space to talk and to reflect on what we are doing on as an artist and as a person. Es una pregunta muy interesante, porque justamente como veo nuestra relación es como un gran proyecto artístico en donde pues estamos todo el tiempo construyéndolo, y este proyecto ha disparado bastante el diálogo entre Andrea y yo, porque al principio pues es muy interesante, ¿no?, ver cómo las imágenes de las personas que no conocemos, o bueno, que sí conocemos, porque era de ambos, llegaban a mi teléfono y de repente saltaban, ¿no?, en la pantalla del teléfono, y entonces ella se preguntaba como, bueno, ¿quién es ella y por qué te manda tantas nudes? O ¿quién es él y por qué te manda fotos de su pene? Creo que eso despertó en nosotros una gran posibilidad para reflexionar y cuestionarnos siempre como nuestra relación y nuestra desnudez pública, porque al mismo tiempo ella fue invitada a proyectos en donde tuvo que participar desnuda frente al público, y no solo desnuda ella, sino también en colectivo, ¿no? Había estas puestas en escena en donde bailaban muchísimas personas al mismo tiempo desnudas, y creo que a partir de eso ambos hemos ido descubierto un camino donde la desnudez, digamos, ha marcado esa búsqueda dentro de nuestra investigación como artistas.
How many nudes to date have you painted?
I already paint 121. Al momento he pintado más de 121 piezas.
So the question was that as many pieces. Well, Miguel already answered the question. So you have that number, and you're showing how many pieces here in Indianapolis?
But you are you going to translate it?
Entonces 150.
121.
Ah, ok. ¿Y cuántas estás enseñando aquí en Indianapolis?
70. Para este proyecto es la primera vez que presento 70 piezas juntas, y creo que es pues muy importante eso, porque va creciendo conforme he ido trayendo más y más a los Estados Unidos. So this time I'm showing 70 art pieces for the very first time together here at the United States, and I really like that because I have been growing the collection, and with that, every space that I present the project, it's been more and more.
And you had said earlier, you know, also you taught some, you know, I've been listening to you talk to other people when they ask you questions at the opening. So people have, you know, you had taught classes, right, on how to take a nude. And then also there had been the question of, you know, the age. So do you want to go into those roles and...
Mientras tú has estado aquí te he observado que has platicado con personas acerca de la exhibición y le has comentado que tú has dado clases de cómo una persona se puede tomar un selfie desnudo y también les explicas que acerca, les das direcciones y de cómo tomar tomarse un selfie, pero también les comentas de que hay cierta edad limitantes para que esto suceda.
That's a very good question, very important also. Well, I haven't been the teacher of how to take a nude. I better said the past exhibition we have like this solo show at Mexico City that happened in an independent space called Casa Banal, which is in an apartment at the Mexico City. So it has a very specific, particular format. And there we invited two people to show, to teach, well, not to teach, but to reflect on how people should take nudes from an inclusive perspective. And... well, that I couldn't have participate in the lessons, but I knew they have like this feminist perspective of how to take pictures, and it's related to the text that it's already here at Two Factories Art Space, written by Maria Jose Gonzalez Camarena, and shows it's not how to take a nude selfie, but it's a text, a poetic text on how, as a society, have been built this image of our own body, and the points that she makes on her text. It has to be more with how to take care of our image and how to not be. On one side, to be vulnerable and feel us safe with our body, but on the other hand, to be careful of people that probably will make danger to you, because nowadays it's very easy to leak a nude and take advantage of it. And with that, it's also important to mention that the project has been more than painting, and it has invited people to reflect on how they want to participate on the project. And there is some reflections that state that they have been released of the image that some days ago were leaked. So they feel free of this responsibility to be on this leaked world, as a way of saying, and that text is not the call. The project started with an open call to the world, that it's in my webpage, and doesn't have to be with this particular text at the Two Factory. So in this open call, there are the rules to participate, and mention that there is only for legal age people. So it's I wanted to be clear on that, that if you want to participate, you have to go to the webpage and look for this call, which is in English, French, and Spanish, and look up for the email project to participate. It's the only way to participate. If people send me nudes in other platform, I will not take them part of the project. And once they have sent to the official mail, it will be part of the project and will accept all the policies. Es muy importante esa pregunta, porque justamente hemos hablado de que, bueno, hay ciertas reglas de cómo participar en el proyecto. Y mencionaba también que hace unos meses este proyecto se llevó a cabo en la Ciudad de México, en la Galería Casa Banal, en colaboración con Andarín, que está situado en un lugar específico, en un apartamento, y tuvo un formato único en el sentido en que, digamos, era más íntimo. Por ser un departamento, y ahí hubo un par de personas que, más adelante les comparto sus nombres, hubo un par de personas que impartieron un taller de cómo tomarse una nude, pero ese taller tenía un enfoque inclusivo y feminista, en el sentido en el que concientizaban a la gente de justamente la imagen que nuestro cuerpo ha ido adaptando a raíz de nuestra sociedad, y que justamente pues, tenemos que tener conciencia en cómo hacemos estas fotos y a quién las compartimos, sobre todo, y que tiene que ver con el texto que está ahorita en el Two Factory Art Space, escrito por María José González Camarena, en donde ella poéticamente analiza cómo se suscita la idea de las nudes y cómo las nudes están en nuestra realidad actual, y postula 6 puntos en donde, más allá de ser la iniciativa o la convocatoria para participar en el proyecto, son pues unos consejos sobre la identidad de cada una de las personas, ¿no? Que no tiene que ver con el proyecto, sino con mandar nudes en general a quien sea. Entonces ella postula que pues es importante cuidar que no salga el rostro, tener siempre asegurado tu teléfono, bloquearlo, usar vías seguras para enviar la imagen y estar seguro de que la otra persona no va a hacer alguna especie de cosa mala con la imagen, y que pues justo, ¿no? Como tener mucho cuidado a quién mandamos las imágenes, porque puede haber personas malas. Y mencionaba también que para participar en el proyecto, la única forma oficial es a través de mi página web, en donde está la convocatoria abierta al mundo en español, francés e inglés, y hay un correo oficial para poder mandar las nudes, y al mandar cualquier nude a través de ese correo, pues se cumplen, o más bien se aceptan todas las políticas de participación, y que una de ellas es muy importante mencionar, lo que es para mayores de edad.
And then just piggybacking on this a little bit, earlier you had mentioned that you had felt, you know, with your skin color. And then during the show, you did have some questions just about, like a woman had asked, why were there no Afro-Mexican body, like, or many black bodies? And then, but then, you know, it's just a really complicated thing to think about, you know, where you can you talk a bit about skin color,
sure,
Mexico, and then also just the lack of black nudes in the show.
Sí, y para seguir esa pregunta, algo que se trajo a la atención fue el caso de que no había muchas representación de piel más oscura en este proyecto. Fue una pregunta que una visitante que vio tu exhibición te preguntó, y por qué no hay afromexicanos o personas de piel más oscura en tu exhibición.
That's a very interesting question that probably has like many, many kind of answers, and has to be with, well, I want to mention that I don't never retouch the images. I only crop them to fit in the format that I have chosen for that. All the pieces are the same size and the same technique. And being that said, I think that it has to be with something that we were, Eduardo and I, talking about. There is no Afro-American tourists. You remember this talking? And that's very interesting that at Mexico City, it's not common, or well, at least the people Afro-descendant that I know, there are just a few. And probably has to be with how we perceive touristic countries or how people themselves are used to visit specific countries. I don't know. So since the call is open to the world, everyone is able to participate in this project. And one part of this idea that has to be with nudity and has to be with image, it's because of what we are used to see in museums and how we, I mean, if we question ourselves how we perceive nudity and how we perceive the perfect body, we probably think about in a female white body, you know, like it's what we've been taught through art history. And with that, probably, I think that people that are not related to that image, that are not represented by that image, they don't feel able to participate in the project. So it's very interesting how people take themselves as part of, not part of the project. There have been many people that have said that I will participate in your project when I have the perfect body. And that's very interesting position, because I always said, like, well, there is no perfect body. All bodies are perfect. So participate. I could mention that I mean, I don't count the people that have participated in the way that I don't know, segregate which ones are black or which ones are white. But I know that, yeah, there is a minor percentage of people of different, well, with more color in their skin. I don't know how to say it. But yeah, it all has to be with me choosing, because I always paint everyone, mostly one of each image of the people. I mean, if you want to send 10 images, I probably paint one or two. But yeah, I always try to paint everyone. Okay, esta pregunta es muy, muy, muy importante y muy buena, porque es algo que tiene que ver con algo que platicaba con Eduardo recientemente que llegué aquí. Y él postulaba la idea de que no hay turismo de personas afrodescendientes. Y pensando en ello, creo que sí me hizo sentido, porque yo en México no conozco a muchas personas afrodescendientes. Sí conozco algunas, pero la mayoría de personas que conozco, pues sí, justamente, digo, no sabría diferenciar en un porcentaje, pero creo que son más personas blancas que de color. Y creo que sí es importante pensarlo desde el sentido, mencionaba que había varias posturas por donde responder esta pregunta. Por un lado, justamente la que mencionó Eduardo del turismo, pero por la otra, creo que tiene que ver con la idea de cómo nosotros pensamos al cuerpo perfecto. Y justamente en la historia del arte, la herencia cultural que tenemos tiene que ver con esta figura idealizada del cuerpo blanco y que tiene que ver más con mujeres, ¿no? Siempre vemos en la historia del arte a más mujeres desnudas que hombres, y la mayoría de las veces son mujeres blancas. Entonces, más allá de justamente elegir yo a las personas que voy a pintar, porque todo lo contrario, pinto a todas las personas y casi siempre pinto una o dos de las fotos que me mandan. Creo que es interesante verlo desde esta postura, en donde hay una imagen construida en nuestra sociedad del cuerpo perfecto, ¿no? Que tiene que ser blanco, que tiene que ser de cierta estatura, de cierto color, y hay todo un estereotipo formado. Y eso, la idea de este proyecto también es romper con esa idea, ¿no? De que no hay cuerpo perfecto, sino que todos los cuerpos son perfectos.
Well, one of my questions would be, what is the future of nudes? Una de mis preguntas, ¿cuál sería el futuro? ¿Qué es el futuro de los desnudos?
Pues muy interesante también. Puede ser el futuro de los desnudos en general o del proyecto. Creo que abordando las dos respuestas, quizá tiene que ver con hacia dónde vamos como sociedad. Y pues digo, obviamente creo que el proyecto tiene una gran responsabilidad en cuanto a este tipo de preguntas que tienen que ver con raza, género, en donde cómo se presenta el cuerpo como imagen, ¿no? Porque somos una sociedad oculocéntrica. Y yo creo que el futuro es, bueno, al menos del proyecto, es buscar justo romper con todos estos estereotipos e invitar a la gente a abrazar su desnudez y aceptarse a sí mismos. Okay, so that's a good question that has also could have very, very different answers. And because on one side, where will be the future of the nudes in general, right? Or the nude itself, and to the project also. And as a part of the project, I think that the main goal of this project is to break down those stereotypes of race and to break those stereotypes and to invite people to embrace their nudity and embrace themselves and accept their bodies.
What really drew me to your work too is the breakfast events that you, and this is not a project people can see currently at Tube Factory, but was that, can you describe, and this is another collaboration with your wife. Can you talk about that a bit, that project?
Algo que también me atrajo a tu trabajo fue otro proyecto que se llama El Desayuno, un proyecto que no se está exhibiendo en el Tube Factory, pero que no está exhibiendo en el Tube Factory, pero también que es un proyecto que hiciste en colaboración con tu esposa. ¿Puedes hablar un poco acerca de eso, por favor?
Yeah, actually, I think that project was the first you saw, right, Chate? So that project came in the same year that Send Nudes, 2018, and it has to be with the collective nude, yeah, collectivity of the nudeness, and became because I have this academy, painting and drawing academy in Mexico City, where all every Friday and nowadays more days in the week that we have these figure drawing sessions where there are people around one nude people and we are staring at her or him and try to draw him and or draw her. And I had like this idea of, well, what happened if we're all together and nude, it will be the same or are we going to act the same? And also, well, since my wife is a performer, I invited to have these reflections on nudity and collective nudity, and we have like this idea of the breakfast as a first. It's a working process. I have been working 4 years also, but I have many ideas going on. But we mainly want to have this opportunity to celebrate nude for one side and life for the other. And I think that they are very related and around. All the art world has like this all together themes, celebration of life and celebration of the nudeness as a way of being alive, right? The eroticism has to be with being alive. And so I invite people from the scenic art world, dancers, theater, and performers to participate in this project where we all be nude and we all have to have breakfast and participate in a collective activity in the woods. All of this project, one of the inspiration of this project was this painting by the French painter Bouguereau, that has its painting called The Youth of Baco, which is this celebration of life. So that was one of the inspiration of the project, and we started to think not only in painting but also as a happening. And we also have like this video. We recorded all the happening. So I've been working on the project on many disciplines, and we want to present it here on the future. Bueno, en español, bueno, sí, uno de este proyecto, el desayuno, fue de hecho con el que Xote se inspiró a invitarnos a trabajar aquí. Y es un proyecto que está en desarrollo, que estamos trabajando en él y que nació justamente al mismo tiempo que CENUTS, a partir de identificar o de hacer reflexión sobre la desnudez colectiva. Comentaba que trabajo en una academia de dibujo y pintura llamada Atelier Mesones, y en ella cada viernes, ahora en día, algunos días más entre semana, trabajamos con modelo desnudo. Entonces está este grupo de personas alrededor de una persona que se encuentra desnuda y estamos dibujando. Y en ese entonces pensaba como, bueno, ¿qué podría pasar si todos estuviéramos desnudos trabajando? ¿Y cómo sería esa desnudez colectiva? ¿Y qué traería consigo, ¿no? Entonces, como mi esposa es bailarina y performer, pues le compartí estas ideas para reflexionar juntos, y trajimos a la par como esta inspiración en donde, bueno, el proyecto se inspira en un cuadro llamado La Juventud de Baco, de William Bouguereau, este pintor francés, en donde está esta celebración por la vida, por la desnudez, por el erotismo, y justamente procurando el hacer una investigación sobre la desnudez colectiva, le propuse a Andrea participar en este proyecto y que dirigiera el performance, en donde no solo hubo pinturas, sino también se ha cuestionado desde la parte del happening, del video, del performance. Y pues, siendo un proyecto en proceso, buscamos justamente ampliar sus límites desde diferentes disciplinas y poder traerlo aquí al Two Factory Art Space.
All right, well, can you give the listeners your website?
Yeah, sure.
Where they can learn more about your work.
¿Podrías, por favor, a los audioscuchas, ¿sí? ¿Podrías darle la dirección de tu página donde pueden encontrar tu trabajo y donde te pueden ver?
Okay, I think everyone should do it, but I begin. Everyone could find me on Instagram as at Miguel Casco. And on the website, it's miguelcasco.com. And yeah, basically all the social media, it's Miguel Casco, Miguel CASCO. And please.
And then Eduardo, where can we learn more about Arte Mexicano in Indiana?
You could visit Facebook, Arte Mexicano en Indiana, ARTE, space. MESICANO space EN space Indiana. Instagram. So in Facebook, there's a Facebook page, and then it's a friends page. Instagram is Arte Mexicano Indiana. Same thing. Me pueden encontrar en Facebook como Arte Mexicano Indiana. Hay dos páginas, una de amigos y una de fans page. Y en Instagram, igual, Arte Mexicano Indiana.
All right, and you can learn more about this exhibit at www.bigcar.org, and it's under the events section, and you will also be able to see video documentation of this exhibit on tubefactory.org. Our hours are Wednesday through Sunday. Wednesday through Friday is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and thank you both so much. And I just really respect and admire switching between languages like that. That blows my mind. And then also Eduardo, also multitasking, being a dad, amazing father to to Rosa. So thank you both so much. I'm so honored to get to work with you both.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chate. Thank you, Miguel.
Thank you, Eduardo. Thank you, Chate.
Thank you, Rosalina.
Thank you, Rosalina, for your participations. She didn't like the speech a lot, right?
She's sleeping.
Very critique.